Back in this country, with healthcare costs going up, employers are looking for new ways to control costs. On the cutting edge are what's called defined contribution health plans. These turn much of the money and responsibility over to consumers. But as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, a nationwide poll by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government finds that most Americans who get their health insurance through their employers are skeptical and even worried about these new ideas.
In the extreme, these so-called defined contribution health plans would work like this. Employers would no longer buy health insurance for you. Instead, they'd give you the money and you could go out and buy insurance on your own. The idea is gaining popularity with employers, but not among the workers they provide insurance for. In our poll, only 13% of them say they like the idea. 78% don't think they'd get a good deal. Tom Mensell responded to our poll. He's a 40-year-old chemist who lives in Rochester, New York.
You're going out on your own as an individual where you don't have the buying power of a mass group. You're the only one who's responsible for searching out the best plan.
And a clear majority of people like Tom Mensell, who now get their insurance through work, say they worry they wouldn't be able to choose the best plan by themselves.
I use Consumer Reports when I buy appliances or anything for the home. When I sign up for insurance now, I do receive a booklet that lists the various insurance companies that I can get through my employer. And it does list in this booklet what the copay is and what's covered in the copay. And that alone can take me a while to read and to understand what's going on. And that's only with maybe 7 or 8 different insurance companies. I could imagine if you had a list of maybe 300.
A mind-boggling, if not nearly impossible, task, says Mensell. Under some of the new plans, consumers would also have to shop for their own doctors and hospitals. Mensell says he worries about that.
Every hospital is going to have its strong points and probably its weaker points. And it's more one of those things where are you going to go to every hospital in your area and research every part of it to find out the good and the bad and constantly keeping up with that on a routine basis. It's one of those situations that could change from year to year.
Many health experts are also concerned. Ann Gothier is a health policy analyst with the Academy for Health Services Research and Health Policy.
If consumers aren't smart about buying their cars, we don't need to worry. But, you know, cars are not health care. And there's an awful lot to learn about whether to seek a treatment or what constitutes high quality in a provider. Not all consumers want to make these choices. They will if they need to. But less educated and lower wage workers are really going to have a tougher time.
But in the real world, this extreme type of defined contribution plan doesn't yet exist. So far, there are only a handful of toned-down versions on the market.
I type in www.luminos.com into my browser, hit go. It takes me right into their homepage.
Michelle Armstrong, who lives in western Pennsylvania, types in her username and password. Then she comes up to her family's healthcare page. From there, she has a number of choices: a doctor directory, a nurse directory, hospital procedures, and claims history.
There are lab charges on here, x-ray charges, initial charges from a specialist from when I broke my foot, an orthopedic surgeon. It was a $90 charge, and it was paid 100% of $90.
The money to pay these charges comes out of a healthcare savings account, which is fully funded by her husband's employer. The health plan is called Luminos. The Armstrongs receive $2,000 a year to pay for any legitimate medical expense.
I'm given the choice to see who I want to see. My health care and my family's health care are mine and my family's decision, not theirs and not anyone else's.
And Armstrong can go to a specialist without getting a referral. But with all that choice comes more responsibility. Once that $2,000 is gone, the Armstrongs have to pay a $1,000 deductible before more traditional insurance kicks in. Then they'll pay 10 to 20% of medical bills. With the Luminos plan, Armstrong says she's in charge, and she pays closer attention, she says, because it's her money.
We had a provider who we had actually paid cash for a visit a few times, and they also billed our insurance company. So they more or less, it was kind of like a little double dipping going on in there, and we caught it. And you catch things like this because you pay attention to the money.
This is exactly what Armstrong's employer wants to see, employees managing their own health care dollars. The company hopes it will save them money in the long run. Analyst Ann Gauthier says that's fine when people are healthy. She worries about what will happen when people get sick or are chronically ill.
If you are somebody who has diabetes or your child has asthma, you may not get enough money in that personal care account to cover the routine expenses that would constitute good preventive and chronic care management. And it's here where we might worry.
And for some low-income families, that $1,000 deductible may be a hardship. In some of these new plans, deductibles can be as high as $7,000. Gauthier says that's more financial responsibility than most Americans want. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.